Brady, all this week we've been chatting to inspirational women of Townsville. I'm going to read you a message we've had, a nomination we've had from someone called Kate.
Right.
She says, absolutely, you should chat to Anissa Hilton. She's an ambassador for the... Now, I don't know if I'm going to say this right. Mm. Is it Guillain-Barré Association?
Guillain-Barré Syndrome.
There we go.
Yeah.
And she helps others with the condition. Now, I've got to be honest, Anissa, I have no idea what the condition is. Can you tell us about
Sounds like it.
Yeah, of course. So, GBS, we say GBS, I say GBS, because obviously, as you've just seen, it's a bit of a mouthful.
Yep.
So, it's a very rare neurological disorder. So, it's where the body basically, your own immune system mistakenly attacks part of its peripheral nervous system.
Oh.
So it actually, so it does range from like mild to quite devastating. In my case, quite devastating paralysis at the time. For some people, it can be, a little bit of weakness. For others, it can be, full-blown paralysis. Unfortunately, most of the time, it's full-blown paralysis.
Oh, my gosh. So that must have been terrifying for you when it first happened.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was 18, so I was 3 days off 19. So I was petrified. I had a four-month-old little boy, so I was a new mum. Mm-hmm. So that was also quite scary because I went from being, a full-time mum to laying in a bed paralysed from the neck down. So for me, it was crazy, and it was like I actually haven't held my child since. Like, I have never picked him up, and that was in 2013. So I've never picked him up again because I've never gained back that kind of strength to pick him back up. And now he is turning 8 in August, so I'm not picking him up anytime soon.
So will you ever be back to fully functioning as normal with your strength and everything like that?
So for myself, no. So I guess with myself, the way it was explained was that I did get quite a rare strength, and it was just that I spent 2 years doing rehabilitation and things like that. I did think I was going to get a bit better than I have. I actually did relapse in late 2016, and so from there forward it was kind of more a bit downwards than upwards. But after figuring all of that out, I've got small amount of strength. I've got mostly weakness, though. There's a lot more I can't do than what I can. But, take each day as it comes, I guess, and still here.
This is something I have never, ever heard about. I am curious, is there many other people in Townsville that have the same thing, that you're a community of?
Yeah. So since becoming the ambassador for the North Queensland ambassador, I come across it so much, and I still come across people that don't know that there is an ambassador as well. I guess the data that they have is 2 in every 100,000 people get it, and that's how rare. But honestly, we are still working on getting that data changed, because it is a lot more common, even though, it is still rare, it's still common. I have people ranging from small little ones to I helped a 9-year-old boy, and then I also have adults that I help through it and things like that as well. So there is a fair few, and being North Queensland, they can come from Ingham, they can come Eyre and things like that as well.
Yep. What's the number one thing people need to look for this?
If you start to become you're feeling yourself getting weaker and your body is literally fading away.
Yep.
We didn't know what it was. So I laid in the bed until diagnosed. And if I was diagnosed a little bit earlier, then maybe I could have got the right treatment.
Thanks. Anissa, well, thank you so much for the amazing work you do with your ambassadorship. It's obviously really important to spread the word, because it was something we didn't even know existed.
Yeah, definitely.
You're definitely an inspiring woman. So thanks so much for the chat.
Thanks so much.